Bezalel Shem Mizbech, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchas Neskimam, and the laws of when one's money's damages in the Sefer Nezik, in the Book of Damages. Where in this Perek, we continue to the next Mazik, that of the damages of Bor, that of a pit. As Rambam gives Allah Ha'alf regarding the liability, the responsibility, when one creates the Mazik of Bor. Hachifer Bor B'Shas Rambam, someone digs a ditch in the public domain, place where he's not allowed to dig over there. And then an ox or a donkey falls into it, but mason dies. Even if the pit was filled with shearings of wool, okay, and things like that, meaning things that would soften the fall, and the death is not because of the bang, rather because of the choking air that doesn't have the appropriate amount of oxygen in the pit. The owner of the pit is going to be liable for the full amount of damages. Shemekah says the pasuk in Shemais, "Bal habar yasham." The owner of the pit will have to pay. Now, the truth is, v'echad shor b'chamor, the same thing applies whether it's an ox or a donkey, like the pasuk says, or shor min behema chayv leifer, or other types of domestic or wild animals or birds. It only says an ox and donkey because that's just what's common that people use, but the truth is, any type of an animal. Halacha base. Now, echad hachayv b'bay b'shus ha-ram, whether someone digs a pit in the public domain, or even if he digs the pit in his own domain, but a besachil b'shus ha-ram, its opening is open into the public domain. Or opens up into his friend's domain. Or even if he digs it and the opening is in his own domain, but the hifka reshusa, then he ends up declaring ownerless his property. But the hifka bari does not declare ownerless his pit. He's liable for the damages that he's causing now in the new public domain. Now, but let's say he dug it in his own property, which the digging was not the problem because it was his own property. Additionally, when he was declaring ownerless, he didn't declare ownerless only his property, but also his pit, or shehifka bar shebeshusa, or let's say he declared hefker, his pit in his own property, where and he kept the rights of his property. Or let's say he declares it that he sanctifies it. Harry Zapatra, in all these situations, he's going to be exempt. Krishna says in the pasuk, bal habar yasham, the owner of the pit is going to have to pay mishyesh lebalim, that which has an owner. Bezeh hefker, and this is not has no owner because they're ownerless. In addition, over techila, in the beginning when he dig the pit, bishus chafer, he dug it with permission. So you're not going to hold him liable, even let's say there's no ownership, but there's a liability for the actual act of digging. Just like someone digs in the public domain where it's not his, but it's for that liability of the digging. Here, neshachafer bishusa, he dug in his own domain with permission, because it's his own property, and therefore it's not going to be liable in those situations. Halacha gimel, echad achay for bar. Whether someone dug a pit, or got dug by itself, or let's say an animal or a wild animal dug it, since he has the obligation to fill it up or to cover it, but he didn't, whether he dug it or whatever it is, but it's his own property, so he's obligated for its damages. And whether one who dug it himself, or he bought it, or was given to him as a gift, either way, Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Bala b'risham, the owner of the pit has to pay." Mishiyesh lebalim mekamakim, saying whatever way there's an owner, whether you bought it or you get or gifted it. But the point is, you're a pit; they're going to be liable for the damage that it causes. Lochadal continues with the responsibility of covering a pit. Echad achayfer. So again, whether one dug it, oyhamagala makim shayim achusor. Well, let's say he just uncovered a pit that was already covered. He's going to be liable. Shneimer says in the pasuk, "V'chiyiftach ishbar." If a person opens up a pit, oykiyicher, or he digs the pit. Either one he's liable for. Now, the imki so could oh. Now, if he covered it appropriately, that it could withstand that of an ox walking over it. Although it got decayed from the inside, which is not recognizable from the outside. And then an ox falls in and dies. So part is going to be examined because it's beyond his control. Shemek says in the pasuk, and he didn't cover it, then he's liable. But if he did cover it, then part is going to be examined. Let's say he covered it with something that could withstand the trampling, the stepping of an oxen. But couldn't withstand the weight of camels. And then donkeys walked over it, and it ruined it. It weakened it to the extent that now it cannot withstand if an ox would walk over it. And then oxen walked over it, and the oxen fell into it, so it depends. If generally there's no camels in that place, he's a potter, he's exempt, because beyond his control, in other words, he didn't have to entertain the thing that a camel is going to go by over there and ruin it, because generally there's no camels over there. But if camels do come there, even in just at times, at periods, Rabbi Zechariah is going to be liable because he should have entertained it and therefore he didn't do an appropriate shmira. It's not considered a valid covering to be exempt for the shvarim. Halacha hey, hitliya mitoichai. Let's say it decayed from the inside. V'nafal by shvarim. An oxen fell in over there. So avavisha gemal mitzun sham tametzo. Though there are actually frequently camels over there. And hence, really, Vareb Peshayi Legamalim, he is considered negligent regarding camels. And let's say camels would have fallen, he would have been liable. But Hoylu Machma Shetli, but since it's because it decayed, that's why Nafla Beshram, that's why oxen fell into it, and not because it got wheaten because of the camels. So in that situation, Arizal Pata is going to be exempt because there's no connection between his negligence and regarding what actually caused the death of the oxen, because it was actually because of the decay, which that is oinus. So although he was negligent in something that didn't cause it, mechanic is there anything like this where you cannot suspect, you cannot create the liability because of his negligence. So therefore, that's why it's very different than what we mentioned in Perek Da Alacha Alf. What's called Chalasu B'Shiva Soif Boinus is Michayev, because there, if not for his negligence, the oinus would never have came over here. Here, the oinus has nothing to do with his negligence. Halacha Vav, Hamaytzi Bayir B'Chisav. Someone finds a pit and they covers it. And then he uncovers what he had covered. So Bala Bar Chayev, the original owner of the pit, who the one who had made it, which had left it uncovered, he's going to be liable. This later person is exempt, although he had covered it, but he uncovered it, and he just brings it back to what its original state was, which the original owner's liability. But Stamim Ba'afa, let's say he clogs it up with earth, he stuffs it up. Then he, the second person, takes it all the earth. In this situation, the second person is going to be liable. Because once he clogged it up with earth, nostalgic maestration, it already removed the activity, the action of the first one. There's no more pit anymore. He's now creating the pit anew, and therefore he's going to be liable. Similar concept, halacha zayin. Bereshal shnei shutafim. A pit of two partners. V'avar rishon b'lichasod. The first partner walks by, sees it open, does not cover it. Hasheni b'lichasod, then the second person walks by and doesn't cover it. Harishon chayv. The first one is going to be liable, because the moment the first one draws his water and leaves the pit open, he's liable for all damages that's going to come. Until he gave over the pitcher to the second one. Oh, then the machine, when he gave over the pitcher to the second one, oh, you're going to draw the water, you're taking the pitcher now. Then if the rishon, the first one's going to exempt, then the now the second one becomes obligated to cover it. Let's say Kisa Horishon, let's say the first guy covered it. But then let's say the second guy comes by, he finds it uncovered. So it wasn't the first guy covered it, but it's uncovered now. The second guy doesn't cover it. Hashenechab, the second guy, when he walks by, it's his liability because he didn't cover it. Now, va'ad emasayi hashen levadechab, until when you're going to say only the second one himself is going to be obligated to cover it, he didn't uncover it. So, but why is it only his fault? Why can also be responsible over the other partner? So that's achiyed harishin shabar magul. That's up until when the first guy will find out. He didn't pass by like the second guy. Until the first guy will find out that the pit is uncovered. And the Kaddish is compiled with enough time to hire workers, and the Yichas Arozim Yichasen, that they should cut down cedars to use as wood to then cover the pit. But any animal that dies within that amount of time, only the second one's going to be liable because the first one's still in this. They didn't get a chance to get all those things in place to go ahead and cover it. But any animal that does die after that amount of time, both are going to be liable to pay, or because then evidently, both of them are negligent and not covering it. Lachas continues regarding a constant obligation of watching the pit to make sure that it's protected. Hamaisabar l'shem, if someone gives over his pit to a guardian, chayv ben azakav, so the guardian takes over responsibility for the damages, and he's going to be liable. But v'misar l'cherish adbekad, but if let's say they only give it over to a deaf mute, a mentally range, or a minor, af b'shem b'chuzi, even if he gave it over, it was covered, haribam l'chayom, the owner is going to be liable. Why? Shabar osel l'sgalas, because a pit generally gets uncovered. The Elon, these people that they gave it over to watch, in Bem Dos, they don't have intelligence, and therefore that's not considered a valid Shmira, and therefore the owner is going to be Chayv. Halacha test. Let's say someone does cover his pit, but he uses his friend's pitcher from his friend's pit to cover his opening of the pit. And then the owner of the pitcher, who is from the other pit, comes and takes back his pitcher. Bala Bar Chayv. The owner of the pit is going to be liable for the damages that happened from his open pit, because he should have entertained to think that the owner of the pitcher is going to take it back. I mean, don't hold that owner of the pitcher liable to tell and obligated to tell the owner of the pit that he took back his pitcher, because you had no right to take his pitcher in the first place. Halacha Yud continues with the liability of the pit regarding the depth of its measurements. So, echad, whether hachifer bar, whether one dug a cistern, which is a round pit, or a shiach, or a ditch, which is a long pit, or a ma'aro, or a cave, which is squared and it's with a covering, or a chodetz, or a trench, which is a wide and squared like a cave, but it's just not covered. So why does the Torah say specifically the word bar then, which sounds like a cistern? Because atchiyah by kedei lahamas, all the Torah is trying to tell us is that the depth of the pit is only if it has the measurement that it could kill an animal either with its airspace or with the bank. And generally a bar has a depth of 10 tefachim, which could then kill a creature, again, either from the deoxygenated ear or because from the bang that it's going to have. Now, but kama kedei lahamas, how much is the measurement of that it could kill an animal? It's a depth of 10 handbreadths. Avalam hoye pachs masabed have had less than 10 tefachim. But navel teicha shara shar behema chay ba'oif. And in fell an ox or some other animal or wild animal or bird, v'mesan animal died, pater, the only pit's going to be examined because it's not the pit that killed the animal. But v'mhuska, but if they got damaged, chay ba'al tekal nezik shom, then the owner of the takal, it's not a bird because less than 10 tefachim, but the owner of the stumbling block will be liable for the full amount of damages. Now, halacha yudalf. Hoye amika bar tisha. Let's say the depth of the pit was actually 9 tefachim. Umehem tefa echad mayim, but from the 9 tefachim, one of the tefachim was actually a handbreadth of water. And actually, chai, the only pit is going to be liable for the death. And the reason for that is tefach shamayim, because one handbreadth of water increases the difficult airspace. And chashiv kodmik shnei tefachim by yabasha. It's equal to two handbreadths of if inferior air of dry land. So essentially, that was 9 tefachim is really like 10, because the one of water is actually like 2. But let's say the actual pit was even less than that, was 8 tefachim. But you have 2 tefachim of water. Or let's say the depth was only 7 tefachim. But you had 3 tefachim of water. And then an ox or something like that falls and then dies. We don't obligate the owner to pay, because it's not clear, do we say if 2 or 3 tefachim of water, would we say the same thing would increase double the amount of the bad ear when you have the equivalent? Or would you say that no, because a pit that's not so deep, it won't increase heavily even if it has water. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay. But if the victim does grab that the damages, him and Simeon don't take it away from him. Himself, because again, these halachas have a situation of doubt, and we don't obligate to pay. But if the victim grabs, we don't obligate him to give it back. Halacha Beis continues regarding partnership as it applies to this mazik, to this damager of the bor. Someone digs a pit that's 10 tefachim deep. Then another person comes and complete and adds on to make it into 20 tefachim deep. Someone else comes along and makes it into 30 tefachim deep. So kulam chayobim, they're all going to be liable because they're all partners in this pit of 30 tefachim, each one doing a third. Chafar harishim pachas masar afila tefach. Let's say the first one dug less than 10 tefachim, even a tefach, a handbreadth. Then the second person comes along and he completes it to 10 tefachim. So ben shachafar be tefach. Whether if the second person added a hand breath, because by digging, which he added on the bottom of the pit, he dug another tefach. Or even if he didn't dig anything in the pit itself, he just added a stone by the edge of the pit, now increasing the above the pit another tefach. Either way, zehach and chayim. This second one's going to be liable because the second one is the one who made it into a pit, which was not around beforehand, which is a pit that could kill. So therefore, he himself is going to be liable for the halachas of this new pit, because he made it into like this new pit. Now, sasim tefach shahesav, let's say, however, he closed up the tefach that he had added on. Or shasasa tefach shabana, well, let's say he demolished the tefach on the top that he had built. Harizah safik, so that's a doubt. Im kvar nistalik maisarishan, do we say that the actions of the first one has already been removed and the whole pit has already had been the new pit of the last one? Or dan loy nistalik, or do we say that no, it still has not yet removed the first guy, and therefore, the moment that the second guy took away his extra tefach, it remains like the pit of 9 tefachim of the first one, and therefore the first one would be liable. And therefore, that's a suffix in halacha. Halacha gimel. Chav harishin bar amak. Let's say the first person dug a deep pit. Ovo achon rav yechiva. Now, the second one didn't add anything to the depth. He actually widened the pit. If the nevel teicha shev meis and the ox falls and dies, so it depends. In machmas heavily meis, if the ox died from choking, from the poor air conditions, but not because it had a bang, so achon pater. So the second one's going to be exempt. Why? Shari mid hevel. If anything, he actually diminished the bad hevel, because the wider pit is, the more the circulation there is, and it actually makes it less harmful. But the machmas chavtemes, but let's say the animal died because it got a bang, it fell, and it banged itself on the bottom, and that's how it died, then actually achon chav, the later one's going to be liable. Shari hu hikrif hezek barzeh. He's the one that brought the damaging of this pit closer by widening it. Now there's more area for its liability, and it's actually the bang that was caused, therefore he's going to be liable. V'chein sotim nafal asher mo'isad sad shehircha b'achron. Sotim, let's say the pit, the ox falls from that side, which that later person had added on to the dimensions in the width, the later person can be labosh harikav hezek berzeb, because he had made that damaging of that pit closer. Even in the situation when dies from the hevel, which he didn't do, if anything, made that less. Yes, but it was only because it was now it was closer. Maybe the animal would have gone only that far where the pit wasn't there, and he caused that. Now, the min had such a chavarishin nafal. Let's say the animal fell from the side that the original person had dug. Now, where he added on, harishin chav, the first one's gonna be liable, and that's because for the bang, the other guy didn't add it over there, and also shazah achren mir hevle. And regarding the hevel, if anything, the one who added on by widening it diminished the hevel. So therefore, for sure, on the first side, which he didn't add on, for sure he's gonna be exempt. Only the first one's gonna be liable. Halacha dal continues regarding these two types of damages of hevel and the chavata. Of the poor air quality, which could kill an animal, and also from the bank. So, Barsh Chibel of HaTorah, the pit that the Torah makes the owner liable, is a fiddle mesa behema, el mehevla, even if the animal only dies from the poor air conditions, which really comes by itself, not because of the actual pit itself. And mein tzor chlemen, mesa mechavta, you don't have to say for sure if the animal died from the bank. Lefikir therefrem, hoya oimik haboy kredach, but let's say if the depth of the pit was like its width, so in lehevel, that doesn't give it poor air conditions. And therefore, the emel nechvta by habehema b'mesa. So therefore, if the emel didn't bang itself and die, so then potter, the owner of the pit is going to be exempt, because if it died, it obviously wasn't coming because of the pit, because there was no hevel over here and they didn't have a bang. Let's say the pit was deeper than its width. Yesh lehevel, then it has a poor air condition. B'mesa by habehema, if the animal died over the chay, if the owner is going to be liable, apishalei nechvta b'karkiyasa, even if it didn't bang itself on the bottom of the ground. Halacha Tes continues regarding. The same thing in depth is also in height of a high mound. Also, tell Gavay B'Shus Ram, if let's say a person made a mound very high in the public domain, the Nechbeta Baya Behema V'Mesa, and then the animal went up on the top of the mound and fell down, they got a bang and it died. So, if it was 10 Tvachim high, Chayav L'Shalom, he's going to have to pay, because Torah says V'Nafal, whatever the type of falling is, not necessarily into a depth, but even from a height. Let's listen 10 tefachim. Then he's exempt for the depth of an animal, like the depth of a pit, which has to be 10 tefachim. But if you only get damage, then you have to pay the full amount of damages. Even if the mound is high, even just a minute amount, or even if it's a pit, a minute amount. Because damaging with a minute amount, it's frequent and it's well known. Someone could get an injury, even something very small. But it's not so frequent that death should happen from a minute amount. And they're very kumai einus, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's like an einus, and is only liable for damages even if it's a minute amount. Look at the Zayin continues regarding the types of situations that the owner of the pit will be exempt if the animal dies. V'chein in chayiv, so too the owner of the pit's not liable, al misas habehima babar, if the animal dies in the pit, oil chabitasa batel, or if it bangs itself when it falls off the mound. Only if the animal was a minor, a deaf mute, or mentally deranged, that's the animal, or blind, or fell during the nighttime where you can't see anyway. Let's say the animal was a fully functioning animal, and it falls during the daytime. The mason that dies, actually, potter. The owner of the pit is going to be exempt, like it's beyond his control. Because it's normal for an animal to see and to remove itself from stumbling blocks, and therefore we don't expect that to happen, and therefore he's not liable for that. So too, in general, if a person falls into the pit and he dies, a fellow hayasuma ayishanov balayla, even if the person was blind or fell during the nighttime, which we don't expect that. Bein shayi ben charin eved, whether he's a free person or a slave, here's a potter, the owner pits can be exempt. That's exactly because it says benafal shama shayr, which we expound shayr v'loy adam, and one is exempt for the death of a person. But from husig by haldim, but if let's say a person doesn't die but he gets damaged, or a behema or an animal hapikachas that's fully sane and functioning. For that, Chayiv Nezek Shalom, the owner is going to be liable for full damages, like we explained in the previous halacha, where there is a liability for damages, even less than 10 tefachim, even in all situations for a person, all those exemptions only regarding the death, which then we say it's sure by 10 tefachim, but like Adam, that you're not liable for a person. Halacha Yitzayin. Nafalatech Shur B'sulam Magdash Mamesa. But let's say an ox that was a carbon that became invalidated. That type of ox is walking, falls into the pit, and dies. Here's a potter. So the owner of the pit is going to be exempt. Why? Shem, it says in the pasuk of Amesi Eloi, the owner of the victim, which is this person who has this carbon that can't be brought as a carbon anymore, so it's like his, he can use it for certain limited things. It says, Amesi Eloi, the dead animal is going to be his. It's only Misha Mesha Eloi, it's only where the nevela, which the whatever the left from the victim, the owner keeps it, meaning that it could have benefit from it. Yatsa says, Shu Asabana, that excludes this Psul Magdash, which you can't have benefit from it. this carcass. And therefore, Bedina Sheikava, it's halacha that you have to bury it, and therefore then the owner of the pit's not going to be liable. Halacha Itches continues regarding, let's say an animal falls into a pit because of the sound of digging. Let's say someone was digging in a pit. And then the animal fell into the pit because of the sound of the digging, and it died. So it depends. If the animal fell forward, the owner of the pit is going to be liable. If it fell backwards, let's say it just got trembled. And it fell on its heel, backwards, and it fell into the pit, and it died. Pater, owner of the pit is going to be exempt. Why? Because remember the words in the pasuk, v'nafla falls, which actually put the arch in the field until it falls the way it normally falls, which is forward. Now, let's say nafla from them a kolach afir chutz la bar v'mesa. Let's say because the sound of the digging, the animal got shaken and scared, and it fell forward because of the sound of the digging, but it fell out of the pit, v'mesa, and it died. Same bez mechayim, and I said, so the cords don't hold the one who's doing the digging liable, because ultimately the animal died on the ground of the public domain, which is not the ground of the pit, and it didn't die from his hevel. But from tavas and nizik, if the victim grabs, but in that situation, imetim yaday, although that we're not gonna, the court's not going to make him liable, but we're not going to remove it from the victim, because ultimately the damage was caused through this guy's digging. Now, the nafla al acharel chutz labar. But let's say the animal fell backwards and it also fell out of the pit and the daughter got damaged. Then Balabar Pata, then the owner of the pit is going to be exempt because there is no element of liability here whatsoever. Halacha Test continues regarding, let's say there's a partnership of two different damagers in the damage. So you have an ox that pushed an animal into the pit and the animal died. So there's two elements. There's a shur that's being mazik with together with the pit that finished it off. So imud who, if the shur hamazik was a shur hamud, so to gore and to cause damages. So balabar mishal mechza. So the owner of the pit pays half. Balashar mechza, and the owner of the ox pays half because both of them killed the animal together, and therefore they share the liability, which each one has a liability of nezik shalom, splitting half. Each one pays half. But vim tamu. But if the ox was a tam, which in general it's only chayiv for half the damages, with the balash bar who's generally chayiv for the full damages. So balashar mishal reviyim agufay. So the owner of the ox pays only a quarter from to the max of how much you have in the body of the shur hatam. Because again, if the shur itself would have killed, it would pay only chatzenez magufay. Now that it has a partner, it's splitting that half into half. Therefore, it's only paying reviyah the nezik. Ubalabur mishal mishlish chalakam, and the owner of the pit, instead of paying half, is going to pay three quarters. Minayafash and lechasav from the best of his properties. Because shabala nevela emel balabur, because the owner of the dead animal tells to the owner of the pit, look, pchas nevela zu yeshli aslecho. The deficiency of this dead animal of mine, I have by you because I'm finding my dead animal in your pit, and therefore you're responsible for all damages. Even though, wait a second, my animal is adult and it's fully sane, and we said in Halacha Tazayin that it falls during the daytime and it dies, the owner of the pit is going to be exempt. Yes, but kivin shenitchafa, since my animal was pushed, hadizu kamisha nafa balayla, it's equivalent as when it falls during the nighttime, which is not my animal's fault. And therefore, kol shani yochel hoitzi mibalashar, and he might say, whatever I can collect from the owner of the act, I'll collect, which is only a quarter of the damages. Vashar hatachav l'sham, and the rest, which is three quarters, you have to pay. So let's say someone puts a stone by the opening of by the edge of a pit. And then the ox comes and trips on that ox, falls into the pit and dies. The one who put the stone there caused half of it, like the ox pushing. He has to pay half. The owner of the pit has to pay half. So to an ox of a regular person, and that which is of an invalid carbon. Those two animals gored together and killed an ox. So im tam hu der shel hedyud, if the one that's owned by a regular person is a tam, shamasham chatzin nezik, he has to pay half the damages, meaning, in this case, the partnership with that of hektish is not going to help him at all, because since you cannot collect from the hektish, as we're going to shortly explain, so therefore he's just left with his regular chatzin nezik and he always has to pay. The imud, and actually if the shur tam is a mood, meaning if the shur hedyud is a mood, so nezik shalom, the owner of that shur has to pay the full damages. Why? Why don't you say that he's only doing half the damages? Because the victim tells to the owner of the private owner of the ox, whatever I could collect from the other one, I'll collect, which is nothing because it's hektish. And the rest from you. Now, since the other one is hektish and is exempt, because it's not shari eyu, after tasham lihakol, you have to pay for me everything, because the reason is, really, when you have partners of a damage, each one is actually responsible for the whole thing. You just say, okay, one will do half, one do half. But here, where the other one has no responsibility, you have to pay the entirety of what you could. Halacha Beis finishes off regarding if someone is digging and an ox falls on him. Someone who's digging a pit in the public domain. And the ox falls on him and kills him. So Bala Shar Pata, the owner of the ox is going to be exempt because the one who's digging the pit, he's negligent. He's not supposed to. And the ox never doesn't get stoned because it doesn't intend to damage the person. So the owner of the ox is Pata. The Mesa Shar, and actually if the ox dies, Nukil Bala Shar Deme Shairai, the owner of the ox takes the value of his ox to collect from the inheritors of the owner of the pit because he's actually liable and he collects from his yersh.